Racing at Muswellbrook Race Club this Sunday and next Tuesday. Joining us to have a word about it, General Manager Dwayne Dowell. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, good, Bear. How are you?
Not too bad. You excited?
Yeah, busiest time of the year outside Cup Day for us.
Absolutely.
Two race days within 3 days. The staff are out there madly getting things all prepped and ready for Sunday and then Tuesday.
A little bit of rain to contend with.
Has been probably a little bit more than we would have liked, but look, the farmers are rejoicing.
Don't complain about the rain.
We're up over 90 mil now since it started there at the start of the week. So we're on a heavy 10 at the moment. We are hoping these days, the next couple of days, are sort of 27, 28 degrees. If we miss the storms that are predicted, then we'll probably be back maybe into a soft track range. But look, I think the punters should be looking at probably a heavy track, I think, for Sunday, then hopefully dry out a bit on Tuesday.
I have kept that in mind for my tip, which I'll share with you very shortly. But give us the lowdown Sunday, Ladies' Day.
Yeah, this is the one all the ladies get to. It's always very well supported by the local ladies in the Upper Hunter. Gates open at 12:30, and we've got the 7 races on Sunday. Fashions of the Field, of course. You know, there isn't a ladies' day without a Fashions on the Field, so they'll assemble after race 3 in front of the grandstand and we'll conduct the Fashions on the Field. There's only a limited number of general admission tickets available now, so they need to get them by this afternoon, 4 o'clock. That's when online sales finish and you can't roll up to the gate and buy tickets. It'll be a sellout. So I really encourage people to get online today and book those tickets so they're not disappointed. There's about 80 left, so we're getting close.
Hurry.
We've got 500 maximum for both days.
Yep.
I've got to hold a few over for some horse owners, but in terms of general admission, we're completely sold out Tuesday, but there's still a little bit left for Sunday.
Okay. Now, Ladies' Day, I'm looking at race 5, Degoey. It's got some wet form. You mentioned it was it's going to be first up, but I like a horse that knows its way through the mud.
Yeah, look, and they're the ones you're sort of going to have to look at, I think, on Sunday, ones that get through the heavy going. There'll be good grass cover on the track, but certainly horses either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
The ones that don't want to do it just simply won't. But that's trained by Jeremy Sylvester down at Cessnock. So, he's a really astute trainer. Has a fair bit of success up at Muswellbrook when he brings horses up. So certainly a good one to look at. And we've got a couple of local ones, runners in race 6, which I think are pretty good chances as well. Terry Wicks has a horse called Dharmasun. He was a last start winner, I think, out at Warren or Narromine out west. And it was the first start for Terry. So he got that off another trainer.
Yep.
And he's had immediate success. So he's been able to improve that horse. And Justin Bowen's got one in the same race called Maori Princess, who's really consistent. It's the last 4 starts. It's actually run placing. So you know it's going to be around about if it can handle the heavy conditions.
All right. And speaking of local horses, are you still a little bit stoked about It's Me winning the Kosciuszko?
Yeah, look, know Brett very well. It was a bittersweet day for him, especially the day after. So he came out and won the Kosciuszko. You know, they were talking about that horse going on and maybe being an Everest horse next year, racing for $15 million. But unfortunately, the next day, once they had a look at the horse, it's pulled a tendon.
Right.
And that's generally 9 to 12 months out for recuperation. So I talked to Brett actually last week, and he suggested it's a real flip of the coin whether the horse ever races again. So
wow, would be a shame to finish on 4 from 4.
Yeah, look, I hope that It's Me can get back and racing because she was just amazing. Our other local horse, our Muswellbrook horse, Todd Howlett trained Too Big Far. He ran a really gallant 5th, probably had to do a little bit of work, and Todd's will continue with his prep. You'll see him in Sydney races in the next couple of weeks as well.
All right, and just before you go, Melbourne Cup next Tuesday, tickets are sold.
Yep, sold out. They sold very quickly a couple of weeks ago. We put the sold out sign there. Very different to Ladies' Day. We get a lot of outside visitors into the town, so you'll expect a lot of vibrancy around the town. On Monday night, people generally come in Monday, stay both nights, so it's really good for the local economy. For the local people that have missed out on tickets, we've had some phone calls where people have been a bit disappointed, they didn't quite get in early enough. Really encourage people in town that if they want to celebrate Melbourne Cup Day, albeit you can't get out to a Skeletar Park now, but there's plenty of pubs and clubs in town doing functions on that day. So really get out and support some of the local businesses.
And you'll be able to hear the call here on 981 at 2NM as well.
Absolutely. And 3 p.m. is when they'll jump. Our gate's open out there at 11:30 on Tuesday. And as I say, you can't buy tickets at the gate. So please don't walk up to the gate on the day hoping you to get in, because you'll just be turned away. We've got that 500 limit, which we have to adhere to. 7 races that day. Our feature races at Skeletar Park are the Mayor's Cup, which is on every year over on Melbourne Cup Day, and the Bowman Sprint, which is will be a hot race. It's going to include a horse called Eminette, which is
I had a couple of dollars on Eminette recently when it ran 4th.
Yes, well, that was a good run, but before that, some people might remember it actually broke the track record at Muswellbrook 2 weeks before that. She's coming back to Muswellbrook to run over that 900 metres again. She's just a real speedster. So if you can't get out of the track, have a look on your Tab app or have a bet on Emmanette, because she's an absolute flying machine, and Jan's very keen to see her go around, and I'd suggest I'll take a good one to beat her on Tuesday.
All right, Dwayne, I know you love this time of year. You've got two very busy days ahead of you. You enjoy. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good on you. Thanks, Bear.